Well, from the other side of the story now, the latest review of the world's climate change data reveals what's being described as robust warming of the world's upper oceans. The review was published overnight in the journal Nature. Lead author is John Lyman from the Joint Institute for Marine and Atmospheric Research at the University of Hawaii. John, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you.
So, John, what have you found in this research?
We have found that over the last 16 years, there has been significant warming in the upper ocean, and we've seen that the uncertainty on that warming is about 1/6 of the actual signal.
1/6 of the. I'm sorry. Say that again for me.
I'm sorry. So we've seen that the warming is 6 times larger than the uncertainty on the warming.
Oh, okay. Now, you actually found, I think, just reading from your report, a statistically significant linear warming trend for the period 1993 to 2008 of 0.64 watts per square meter. Can you describe what that means in terms that most of us will understand?
Yeah, you could either think of it as 500 100-watt light bulbs for every person on Earth burning for those 16 years. Or you could think of it as the amount of energy that's trapped by the Earth over that time period, which would be about 15 times 10 to the 22nd joules, which is also a not very comprehensible number. But if you took it into account of Hiroshima bombs, it would be equivalent to about 2 billion over those 16 years.
Okay, and this energy change,
incredible amount of energy.
I mean, the importance of whether this is significant or not, or whether it's changed from, say, the decades before that. You know, these kind of, presumably the oceans change temperature over periods, and in fact that's long been cited by climate skeptics as one reason why you can't trust the data on oceans.
Well, so our data looks at the warming since 1993, and it takes into consideration the natural fluctuations that we see in the curve when we quote that uncertainty.
Okay. You looked at the data, the warmth of the oceans, down to a depth of 700 metres. Why do we take so much notice of the temperature of the oceans as against the temperature of the atmosphere when we're talking about climate change and global warming? What is the impact of this?
That's a really good question. So the atmosphere can only hold a little bit of heat compared to the ocean. The upper ocean actually can hold about 1,000 times the heat of the atmosphere. And so that irradiation, the imbalance of the radiation coming into the top of the atmosphere and going out, which is trapped by the greenhouse gases, 80 to 90% of that goes to the oceans. So when we look at the temperature, not just of the surface of the ocean, but the entire ocean down to 700 meters, we are really looking at how much the Earth has warmed.
And from that, what do we extrapolate? How much has it warmed?
If you put it into temperature, it would be an average temperature of that water from 0 to 700 meters rising 0.18 degrees Celsius. But like I said, a degree Celsius in the ocean is a lot more heat than a degree Celsius in the atmosphere.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to get that comparison to, for instance, we just heard one climate skeptic, Professor Lindzen, I'm not sure if you heard that, from the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, says there will be no warming beyond 1 degree Celsius.
When he quotes that, that's an atmospheric temperature at the surface. And so the temperatures don't really compare well. That's why I prefer to give it in really what is the imbalance, which is energy, and hence the...
I understand that. I'm just wondering if there's a useful comparison. If your study finds that the oceans are warmed this amount, does that suggest that the atmosphere has also warmed perhaps, you know, and so it would be warming no more than one...
So basically 1,000 times more of the heat is in the ocean. So if you put all that heat from the ocean into the atmosphere, it couldn't handle it. It wouldn't be able to handle it whatsoever. So to try to figure out what the thin layer of atmosphere is doing, you're going to have to look at a model somehow. And they show that in the long term, if you have this much warming in the ocean, that you're going to have warming in the atmosphere also.
And
of about 1 degree.
Of about 1 degree. And the implications of this for the Earth?
There's large implications from sea level rise to coral extinctions to that's not really my forte, unfortunately, but
okay,
that's
but
what I can come up with.
So because there have been many, many studies about the implications of climate change on the oceans and on things like sea level rise, you can't give us a sense of what this might mean in terms of degrees of sea level rise?
Yeah, it's about 1/3 of the sea level rise, and so about 3 millimeters per year.
3 millimeters per year. And is that statistically interesting compared to the rate that the sea levels have risen in the past?
So the rates of the sea level rise has been increasing drastically in recent years. If you take it in consideration over the last 100 years, you can think of about 1 millimeter per year. And I kind of misquoted that number, I'm sorry. And the last 50 years, it's been about 2 millimeters per year. And over in the recent history, it's been about 3 millimeters a year, which one-third of that is from the ocean heat warming up, which is 1 millimeter per year.
And just briefly, John, I wonder if you think that this increase in the temperatures of the ocean means that we will notice this in weather conditions. I know when Hurricane Katrina happened, a lot of people said at the time that global warming was causing more ferocious hurricanes.
I don't really study that, so I can't really give you a definitive answer, but it will increase the overall temperature of the ocean, and I know that people think that that will lead to increase in the severity of hurricanes.
So. Okay. John, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
John Lyman from the Joint Institute for Marine and Atmospheric Research at the University of Hawaii, and he's co-authored that review of climate data, Robust Warming of the Global Upper Ocean, published in the Nature Journal. It's 6:26.